On the board, Schooley's got it, tries to center it. They can't find it. Rogenbach finally does, and he plays it up the right side boards, looking for Booth. Booth can't handle it, but it's taken out by Jordan Smith. Jordan Smith can't get it out. Eamon in the corner checks, throws it on front, and it's not covered. It's loose, but Eamon can't reach it. Maurer at the blue line keeps it in. Rogenbach takes it behind the goal. Seaman has it. He pitchforks it out, but not out. It's knocked down by a glove at the blue line at Langley. But now we've got a breakaway, a partial breakaway. But too many players, and a big check by Langley took care of Braun.
Nice back check.
Yep. Oh, my God, they played it to their own goaltender. I don't know if the goaltender knew it. Luckily, they get it out on the right wing where Kennedy has it. He comes in, gets round one player, gets round two, gets a shot. Blocked by Rogenbach neatly, and the defense clears it out. Seaman clears it out, gets up to Booth. Booth is tied up along the boards by Joey Eamon. They're looking for it. Maurer can't keep it in. Shot past him, and looks like it's not going to be icing. Hits the goaltender, and Langley will have to go back and play it on the left side. He's looking for Kennedy up front. Nice, neat pass. He can't quite handle it. He goes in and checks somebody. That was a questionable call or non-call. Croatian takes the shot, and it's blocked at the defense, and it comes out center and shot down the ice. They're not going to call icing, so Maurer has to go and play it for Stone Cold. He gets up behind his own goal, passes it up on the left wing. He's looking for number 37, Corey Sosnowski. Can't reach it. Hearn gets it from Harbor Beach and just throws it back out to center. Maurer and Hearn collide right on the red line. Esselmaker picks up the loose change. He's cutting in. He goes right across the net and runs in the goalie. Everything goes off.
Actually, a very good play by Nick Crotch in there. Take Esselmaker out of the play as he was cutting across.
It's one of the few instances, where I think, where they played the body instead of the puck.
That's right.
And that paid off.
Good defensive play.
Yep. Yeah, Esselmaker lost control and ran into the goalie, and no harm was done. 6 minutes. 23 seconds left.
I think Stone Cold's starting to lose their cool a little bit here, too. They're starting to hit a little late, and they're getting away with it right now.
There was a close call on the other end, that was for sure. Okay. Face off won by Stone Cold. They play it up the left side and goes into the Harbor Beach zone where Cora Capeland picks it up. She trickles behind her own net, plays up in her right wing, looking for Hearn. Hearn gets it out, where it's taken by Gorkowski at center. He pitchforks it in back in, misses Ingram, and it goes in the corner of Cora Capeland. England fight it out. She manages to get the puck from the bigger player and throw it up to center. Goes over the blue line. It's thrown back in. It'll be delayed offside. Now it's proper, and number nine, Cora Capeland, comes out with it. Pass up the left wing, gets to center, is lost, and Stoken will get it for Stone Cold. Pass up in the right wing, looking for Sosnowski. Sosnowski can't control it, goes up the center where Krochen gets it. Krochen goes to Gorkowski. Gorkowski simply flips it in where Cora Capeland has it again. She's cutting up through center. She cuts up to the left wing, gets it in, but can't hold it. Sosnowski can't hold it either. They check the center, Sosnowski and Smith. Mitchell Smith and Sosnowski fight for it. Eamon comes in, and he gets it in to the zone. It was kept in by Sosnowski. It goes in the left wing boards. Kennedy's in after for Stone Cold. Centering pass. Oh, two or three shots, and they can't get it in. Eamon had a chance. So did Sosnowski.
Stone Cold putting on pressure, but, Rogenbach is playing good position goaltending right now. He's getting in front of it just every shot right now. And, good defense and good goaltending right now. It's going to be tough for Stone Cold to get back in this game, especially with only 5 minutes left.
Yep, 5 minutes left, 6-3. Stone Cold trailing Harbor Beach Pirates. The puck trickles behind the goal where Seaman has it. He plays it up the left wing looking for Braun. Braun gets in. He has a center pass looking for Magnuson. Magnuson can't handle it. Goes back into the Stone Cold, the private zone. Played out, looking for Braun again. Misses him. Smith gathers it at center and plays it over into the middle ice area. Schooley manages to pick it up from Magnuson and pass it to Kennedy. Kennedy comes up the right side. He can take a slap shot. Hits Seaman head on. Seaman blocks it into the corner and then just flips it out the center where Stoken will gather it for Stone Cold. Stoken looking for a left wing pass. Oh, it blew a tire. Kennedy goes over backwards, but Eamon picks it up and rings it on the left wing, coming in with Kennedy. Eamon continues on, bulls his way into the corner, throwing his weight around. 21 comes in to help, and Schooley, they're both back there. The centering pass, however, is gaveled up by Magnuson. He'll come across his own blue line and break out with Braun. Braun goes in the corner looking for it with Stoken. The two players collide. Shot by number 20, score!
goes on the left side. Jordan Smith just picked up the loose change after he crashed in the corner and scores.
Didn't see that one coming, but no. I think we caught Logan Connors sleeping a little bit there, and you know, I think Jordan Smith was just looking to feed the puck into the slot in the front there, and it just went on net, and I just don't think Logan Connors was ready for it.
No, not at all. I think he might have been watching the exchange in the corner at that time. But doesn't matter. It's 7-3. Pirates leading. Okay, face off at center. 4 minutes left. They fight for it at center, and the puck comes right on the blue line in the stone cold zone where they fight for it. Hearn is trying to get it in, and he can't. But Booth finally gets it in where Langley has to go back for it. Puck comes up to man-to-man at the blue line. She loses it. And the Pirates control. Mitchell Smith just throws it in his own. Coming out with it is Maurer. Maurer's coming up the left side, being watched by two players, looking for man-to-man up front. Just throws it out in front, and Broken Buck gobbles it up. Horn. We'll take a break. 7-3, Harbor Beach Pirates.
Propane prices continue to skyrocket across the Midwest, and a shortage has caused prices to double, maybe even triple.
How big is your heating bill? Maybe it's time to check into a water furnace geothermal unit from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. During their 7-bration, order any water furnace variable capacity 7 series unit, the most efficient units on the market, and get up to a $2,100 instant rebate. Combine that with up to a 70% savings on your utility bills and a 30% renewable energy federal tax credit.
Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. Contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe today. We're a proud supporter of Huron County Hockey in the pursuit of academic excellence.
Okay, we're back. 3 minutes, 32 seconds left. Pirates 7, Stone Cold 3. Going to be tough to come back.
It's a mountain.
Big mountain.
It's a mountain now. We've only, 3.5 minutes left. Stone Cold really can't, they're not mounting anything right now, and DHD's back on their defense right now, and it's a mountain.
It'll be a tough climb. Joey Amon will take the face off immediately to the left of Rogan. Puck comes out front, exchange of players. Scooley can't crowd it in, it goes in the corner. Comes back out. Amon cannot get a shot away. He's checked. Shot from the left side, caught off by Rogenbach and put into the corner. Seaman has in the corner for the Pirates and plays it up the wing. Booth can't get it out. It's kept in by Maurer. Goes to Rogenbach and he says, "That's enough. I'm hanging on."
Yeah, let's calm down here, boys. Let's regroup and take the face off and get it out of the zone.
Yep. One split second more, and Eamon might have had a chance, but it didn't come to pass. Eamon will take the face off. He kind of wins it. He gets it back, but it's intercepted. And the puck does come barely out. Maurer can't keep it in. Eamon circles at center. He's winding up, going across center, right across the middle. Takes a shot, held on to by Rogenbach, and he says, let's stop the play, boys.
Good scoring opportunity again. But Rogenbach was playing, great position goaltending again. It was right there, hit him right in the chest protector.
Yep.
No rebound, which is the most important thing at this point.
Yep, no garbage goals. Eamon stays out there. He's going to take the face off against Matthew Magason. Looks like he's doing a little equipment repair. Maybe he's just resting.
He's going to be out there probably the rest of the game.
Well, hockey players probably do that sort of thing, I think. He kind of wins the draw, goes to the boards, but the puck comes out to center where Maurer has to get it to Stone Cold. Backhander to Kennedy. Kennedy does get it in. Kennedy comes right up in the middle. He's being watched by three players. He stick handles. Oh, and a pass over to Schooley misses. He can't knock it in. Schooley's still working on the left side. Another backhander. He can't get it past Rogenbach. Rogenbach gets a big fat paw out there and holds the puck.
That was a great save by Rogenbach earlier there. There was a centering pass to Joe Amon, and he hit it as hard as he can, and Rogenbach was there, and he's really played a good game tonight.
Good position and tough with the hands and the feet.
He seems to be wherever the puck is tonight.
That's how you get good goaltending, and that's how you get victories. Amon, he's still out there. Joey Amon, he'll take the face off. He's up there against, looks like, Magason. The faceoff is won by Amon. It comes out front, but
Stone Cold can't control and comes out the center where Maurer has it. Maurer, his own blue line, just plays it up in the center ice area, but it's gobbled up by it. Bill Heyman can't reach it. He gets checked. He checks.